We ever actually showed up at like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 6 o'clock, depending on what time zone you're in, or 11 o'clock in Australia, I'd die of shock.
We were only a minute late. A minute late, that's all.
Oh my
You're worth
gosh.
waiting for. Who's got their phone
Exactly.
on? Turn off
Sorry.
your phone.
Marie.
That's me.
Marie.
I'm so sorry. Marie, I need your
It's
full
fucking
attention.
Laporta down there.
Oh! It's off. It's off.
Oh, F bomb. F bomb straight up.
What? Who?
You.
You! I did?
Yes.
Under 30 seconds, you beat my record.
All right, well, then all bets are off then. Let's get straightened. I just need to show this because this is too much. This is posted by some old lady.
Oh
Hi all,
my
my clit is on tonight. Citizens who like investigating things. At my place, we'll be investigating why young people like avocados so much because they taste like moldy grass. Please bring a plate, no seafood, and no avocados. See you at my clit. Hope you can all find it this time. I know some people had some trouble last time. Thanks, regards, Pearl.
Okay, but why did you leave the W out?
I don't know. I think it has to be satire. And then Vera replied, I've invited people to mine, but usually one at a time, and I don't require a dish to pass.
Oh,
Oh,
Vera.
Vera, you dark horse, you.
Honey, if you're going to come to my clit, I expect you to bring a dish to pass.
Most
No seafood. No seafood.
men, gay or straight, can't find the clit, so it's okay.
Um,
My God.
I, my name's not Ryan Coughlin. I know where the clit is.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wait, I've got a microphone here to
Oh,
drop.
oh, oh, oh. So, what happened was, what was it? 2 days ago? I don't know what it was. So, Luke messages me and, like, Coughlin's bugging out.
Well, I asked him, would he just do a Merry Christmas video? I'm
Marie and I
asking
are
all the
making the same
past
face, like,
guests,
oh.
will they do a Merry Christmas video? And that's all I asked. And then I got this big, like, I'm not happy about that video being on YouTube. I'm like,
Okay.
oh.
Well, what I got was, I'm disappointed. First off, bitch, don't fucking message me telling me you're disappointed because you have many life choices that I can be disappointed about. But I'm not here to bring that up tonight.
Wow.
But what I'm gonna say is, you could have messaged me like a human and been like, bro, but we talked about this and talked about it, and it was your friend, and it was months ago, and you're like throwing a tantrum about a video that's up. And it would have been different if he just messaged me. Like, why didn't you message me? Like, you know me. Why would you start messaging Luke and whatever else? And he's, you know, and I'm like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I erased you from the page. I took down all your YouTube videos. It's no longer an issue. Like, you got 10,000 people on your page. You think you're somebody? Not so much.
Oh my gosh.
Jeffrey,
That's
be
just a
nice.
brutal
I am
read.
being nice. I'm being honest.
I am invoking the Taylor Swift, and I am removing myself from the narrative.
No, you're not.
Well, that's why he messaged Luke, because he wasn't going to get that kind of response from Luke. Luke was going to
He
be
didn't really get one
warm.
for me because here's the thing, I haven't answered him in days. And I was just like, I have too much going on right now to deal with this. And then he's like, I didn't mean to make it a problem. Are you okay? Well,
Well, I didn't
why
even know
if
it was a problem because the video had been up for months and had like 4,000
wouldn't
views
none
on
of us
YouTube.
put the video up? It was
I
the
know it
dude
was.
that's not here anymore, right?
Yep.
So, number one, that's number one. And number two, I'm positive that we had a conversation about, like, okay, we're going to handle this respectfully because it's your friend that passed away or whatever. But, you know, we're going to make a little thing. And I think he just doesn't remember because we were having cocktails after the show that night, which is fine, whatever. But again, why not just message me, the person you've known for over a decade, and say, like, hey, you know what? I feel kind of weird about this. Can you take it down? Not a problem. Wouldn't have been a problem. But instead, you caused a whole bunch of drama with messaging Luke and then like waiting like over a day to message me, and I'm just not the one. I don't care, so fuck it. So there's fun. And Katie, come on, I know you got something to say because you hate his
Yeah,
guts.
she's biting that lip real hard.
She hates
Look at
that
Katie's
motherfucker with
face.
passion.
I don't know him. I don't know him, so
Oh
I
no.
don't know
But
I'll
him.
take Mariah.
Right before
I
that,
don't.
he like messages to buy his vinyl. Like, right? Like, so he's doing some live thing and it's going to be on a limited time vinyl bullshit or whatever. And it was like, that's what we were all kind of like talking about beforehand. And then that's the next thing we hear is he's like bitching out Luke about a video on YouTube.
He did. Oh, well, I guess it was.
Hey,
kind
you're
of like
welcome
bitching
for the
out.
Views, Ryan.
Look at Jennifer egging me on.
Well, I'm saying, Katie, now's the time. You've had shit to say. Say it now.
Yeah, well,
who
look.
Cares? What do you care? You trying to be a
Jeff's star? Already poured the petrol everywhere and sparked the match,
look,
girl.
Oh, just but in fairness, it's not that I don't love him, but it just, it pissed me off enough. And tonight it was just, you know, it sparked my mind. And I'm like, I'm not one to head something
thing,
not happen.
I don't hate him. I love to hate him, but I don't hate him. And everything I have to say about Ryan Coffman, he knows I have said to him. And I do think it's pretty distasteful to bring it up since July. I mean, you had that long to do it. I also think it's pretty tacky to bitch your friends out and then try to get them to buy your vinyl, but we end up.
Well, in fairness, he tried to get us to buy the vinyl. Maybe had we bought the record, he wouldn't have been mad.
Oh my god.
I'm going to put it on the record and say I've never bought any of Ryan Coughlin's CDs and I really don't plan to.
Well, after Marie,
he knows I
don't
like
know
this music.
Him.
I don't know the guy. I swear, Jeffrey, do I know him? I left New York a long time ago.
I was going to segue into Mariah.
Because Marie, years ago when I was quite young, and you, I think we're in North Carolina at the time, I called you when I was just a fledgling homo out of the closet. Not out of the closet yet. Because I was sleeping with his straight cousin,
you
who was also dating my best
closet.
Friend at the time. No, I really wasn't. I mean, everybody knew, right? And then Ryan came into my life because my parents bought his parents' house, and our families had actually known each other forever, and whatever. So, yeah, I just think it's kind of like, dude, just be a grown-up and message me right from the start. Don't start with, I'm disappointed. Fuck that. Just be like, dude, seriously? What the fuck?
Well, it's gone.
I would have handled
erased.
That better.
Erased from the history of UCR, so we won't need
shit
the Christmas
off of
video.
He was like, why'd you do that, bro? And he was getting all mad. I don't
Well,
care.
We don't need the Christmas video now.
Go
I
find
think
out how
that
Amy
can
is,
wrap
buddy.
That up. Well, speaking of Christmas, Ed, I don't know him. I haven't seen the song yet. I know, Katie, you have.
Well, I love Mariah.
Tyler watched it twice.
I saw that. I saw that Tyler was watching that.
He's
Listen,
living for
that.
It.
Those
was
whistle,
it a good performance?
Yeah. There's a whistle note battle, so like, yeah.
Oh, with the
yeah,
bananas.
It's good. Yeah. It's good.
Who won?
I was shocked.
Who won?
Bitch,
won.
Please, you have to ask.
It was Ariana.
I don't feel like there was a winner. Like, it was definitely like they were trying to invoke holiday spirit and have this joyous moment. And I think they succeeded with the three divas. I think the whole thing, Mariah's acting was pretty rough.
Well, she's
campy.
Did you not see Glitter?
yeah, but look at, what was that one with the fat bitch? Precious? Right? Mariah
she barely had any lines. Of course,
yeah,
I'm not going to screw
is,
it up.
It doesn't matter. Like, you can either act or you can't.
The fat bitch?
whatever. You know, Monique there, what's her name? You know, little hairy leg girl? Which, who I love, and I would love to get
Wasn't
her
she in one of the American Horror Story series, The Witches?
The woman you're thinking of is, I'm going to screw up her name, and I'm so sorry, that Gabourey Sidibe, something like that.
She was on American Horror Story as well.
Yes.
She
was in the best season, Coven.
Yeah, yep. See, I wasn't even talking about her. I was talking about Monique, because she's always in trouble for talking shit about Oprah and Steven Tyler. Which I think she
Do you mean
really
Tyler
talented.
Perry?
Oh, yeah, him.
I think you just got so riled up on Ryan Coughlin, you start talking about his idols.
Oh, God.
Nothing to brag about.
Oh.
Steven Tyler is a fantastic musician. Don't pick on him.
Oh, Steven Tyler is something to brag about. I was talking about the other one. Who, if you go on YouTube right now and go look up Coughlin, you can go hear a song that's called Jeffrey and it's spelled wrong with E-R-Y.
Oh my God.
Enjoy that fucking deliciousness. So,
you are so bitter. You are so
I'm not bitter right now. I've just been this bitch, right? Like, I don't care. Like, when I'm with my friends, which, you know, the whole four people that watch this shit, like, I
just five right now. Hello, fifth person.
To tell the truth. Like, I'm just going
to
be.
Please let him on to defend himself.
He can. He's more than welcome to come on and defend himself. But the thing is I got the screenshots. What is he going to say?
I would just like to hear it. I would just like to hear his side.
I was mad because you're taking advantage of my dead friend. Or, as some other people called it out, I'm not going to name names, but that he got probably called out for not knowing this dude like he said he did, and that's that. So, either way.
We all know that Jeffrey deals with death with humor. So,
yeah, I
mean,
was going to say, this is not the
my
first
dad,
time we've exploited death on the show.
Yes, no, my father has been many of jokes with Jeffrey. So, don't take it too personally.
He was a joke in life. He should be a joke in
life. Oh my God.
You are terrible.
Well, fairness, so was his murderous father.
Oh my God. Here we go.
You guys want to show my cat is mother. Behind me trying to get into the tree.
Katie, I think we've had too much pussy action from you in the last few episodes. Let's just be...
Katie.
It's just been getting out of control.
Hey, Luke, well, maybe it's the cat that makes her want to believe.
It could be. Oh, my gosh. So, oh, no, I can't say it. No, I can't. Oh, it's all right, Katie. We're gonna open up a card each on Christmas on the show. It's gonna be cute.
You guys sent me something about X-Files, didn't you?
No, why would we do that?
Even better.
I hate you guys so much.
Look at that Grinch face over there.
Like that. Never.
So if you missed
hold on, folks, I just want to throw my endorsement behind Nugget because I was noticeably absent the last show because this bitch fell asleep on the Nugget.
Oh, you were passed out in the Nugget couch. You were spent on the Nugget couch.
Yeah, and it wasn't like that, folks.
No. She was getting it doggy style so they could both watch X-Files.
Mm-mm.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
No, but the couch has been a big hit in our house.
With
the kids and not the Kyle.
In fairness, look at the counter behind Marie, the couch, everything. That's been a big hit in our house. Her and Felix do the
there's been shots fired on that couch.
Listen, we have been together for 13 years. Yes. We've been together for 13 years, and we still take baths together. We sleep. We don't sleep in separate rooms like some people. I don't understand that.
I'm pretty have a tub big enough to do that.
Like we don't. We don't. Sister. But that's what makes it fun. We don't have a tub big enough to do that. But that's what makes it fun. Like I mean, just like.
See, there's like, a sequel to that episode.
Marie's a better wife than I am. I'd be like, get the fuck out of the tub.
Well, I mean, it has to turn into a shower so I can wash my hair. But, you know, we wash each other's backs. And you know what I'm saying? We learned to have loved each other more over the years.
Look at Jeff over here. He's like, I'm just going to light this match. I'm going to run.
It's just water.
There's shit in it tonight. I actually, for the first time, I put something in it. But when I
put your wine in it,
I put my water in it, and like there was shit floating in it, and I was losing my mind right before we went on air. Like, I can't drink this. I can't. I got to drink it out of the water bottle. And I blew it out, rinsed it out. But I don't. Look, I got my aunt's dogs here. I'm struggling, okay, because they're hairy. The ones behind me right there. Like, they shed. There's fucking hair everywhere. I vacuum, like, three times a day, and I'm still losing it. The kids are like, Daddy, can you stop vacuuming, please? No.
Since they just lock them out, or they have to be indoor dogs?
No, because the one son of a bitch, I think he's right there, buddy. that fucker, he took off and went up to the neighbors and he came back with like a sandwich bag on his car because the chicken in the next house up through the woods is like a real recluse because of COVID. You know, and she's got a dog called Hash Brown and the dogs are playing together. So he just went to visit his friend, which my aunt told me he was going to do. And I already have seen him do it many, many times. But it's still like, you know, it's not my dog and I can't see him. So I'm losing my shit, right? So I'm like, yo, bye, Joe, you on treat, buddy. And I hear, he's up here. Okay, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Make him come home. So he comes back and she's got like a snack Ziploc bag on his collar with two dog treats in it, one for him and Ava, and a little Post-it with a heart on it. Bitch, oh my God. Give a fuck. Oh. I don't give a fuck. No. Why did you text me the minute he was up there?
Well, you're not going to get stuff done like that in New York, are you?
What song is that?
Yes, I would. They'd send me back the fucking Chinese food.
Mm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just kidding. I say that. I know that's so not appropriate anymore. You can't do that, but I don't care.
I've given up on trying to rein you in, Jeff.
Yeah, oh, look, that's a full-time job. That's a full-time job.
You can't.
I know. Full-time job. Oh, my God.
It's exhausting.
When I get canceled on Twitter, you guys better make the most of it and just know I'll always be an executive producer. Even if my name's off it, like Roseanne, and I'm getting paid, bitches. So by all means, please, fucking cancel me on Twitter and Facebook so I can get paid.
Are they canceling people lately, though? Because they're letting this shit happen. Look, I have to show you this. This is... Like, honestly.
Jesus Christ.
So this guy, you know how we have a fascination with people who marry their dolls on this show?
Oh, my God.
Well, this guy didn't just marry his dolly. She got pregnant, and his mother is the midwife delivering the baby doll right now. Here he is passed out. Yep, I did pass out. Couldn't handle it. Still praying for the baby and mum. Jesus. And then this is their happy family after the baby's born.
Marie, I'm pretty sure that's your relative. Look at that.
Wait a minute. If it's my relative, it's your relative.
I was going to say, if it's her relative.
Well, no.
Yeah, exactly.
He has like a page and everything. So it's like his name was Terry East. He married the doll who's Stephanie. Now she's Stephanie East and the baby was Hunter.
See, Marie, I told you it was your sibling.
Yeah, and then there's someone posted on that page, though, that they were his former stepdaughter and said that he is a Desert Storm survivor. He's also a domestic abuser. So, yeah, I don't know. It was just I couldn't stop laughing when I first saw it.
He's a domestic abuser of the doll or, like, in real life?
No,
well, that's the thing now. Stephanie's missing and the baby's missing. So all these people have started a Facebook group with, like, 15,000 people.
Stop. You know what? All the states need to open up like Florida because you people are going crazy, man. In Florida, everybody's having fun. They're drinking and partying and doing whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
And
are you trying to say no one marries their dolls in Florida?
And they're losing the lungs. Meanwhile.
Losing the lungs. Ah, I love it. It's cute.
That is so cute. Oh, you got did you get the hoodie done too? Is that the hoodie of it?
No. That's just one of the t-shirts. The one hoodie I gave away that actually was a good print from the one agency, and I was so mad about it afterwards. It's the one that Katie said that was great tits.
Mm.
Nice titties. Mm-mm. You know, I'm a little disappointed that I was not.
We're not
going to
read
here.
Everyone on this show, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Listen, I'm just saying, my birthday's next week.
No.
And I don't get the sweatshirt to model on my titties.
No, we've sent you a gift.
Oh, no.
I don't want your gift.
Yes, you do. Listen, okay. I spent a lot of money on Shutterfly. I'm going to say.
It's coming.
Oh, my God.
It is coming.
Will you at least get Todd to come on and wish me a happy birthday?
Wait, when's your birthday?
Next week, the 16th.
Let me get
him to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, shit, I'm on my phone. I'll DM him right now because I'll text him after the show, but I'm going
to get
DM
him to do the Christmas video as well. We need that. We need a
well,
happy
why
Merry
didn't you?
Christmas.
You're the one that's like slobbing on
well,
his
Well, I realm. Will.
Yeah, just get Todd to come on and say happy birthday to me. If you're going to torture me, do something nice for me too.
Well, Katie, all we can
say... I love you, Jeff. Oh, okay, before we get any further, sending a lot of love to our uncensored panelist, Caitlin, who is recovering nicely from a little surgery. Why are you putting that up when I'm trying to love on Caitlin?
Oh my god.
Maybe Caitlin's coming too.
Well, anyways, Caitlin, I love you. We miss you. We hope you're doing better, and I will be delivering you coffee very soon.
Oh, yay. And we'll see Caitlin back soon because she's going to come and play with us for Christmas. It's going to be lots of fun.
Oh, I just and got she's a gonna protect scandal.
Me. She's going to protect me.
Oh, tell me.
I can't. Okay, yeah.
Todd breaking up my marriage? He's breaking up my marriage.
No, it was just Rosie and I have been tweeting a lot. And there's a certain comic who just sold her home that she paid cash in.
Mm-hmm.
She met with Susie Orman and realized, you know, she's always been a saver, but she sold her big Bel Air mansion for quite the markup. And I just was like, you know, I knew Rosie, knew her, and you know, whatever. And, you know, Rosie's like, it's a big house for two people. And I'm like, oh, that's a good point. Because I was trying to get at some other things. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe girl
we
was having some...
We
want
to know who this comedian is. You
can figure it out.
Has she been sacked from a show?
Can we post Caitlin's comment?
Oh, yes, we may. Caitlin won't be coming for at least 40 weeks.
Why? Did you get a pussy tune-up? I didn't really catch all that in the war room.
Caitlin, can I say what happened, Caitlin? I don't know.
Did she get her vagina tightened? What happened here?
Jeffrey, those are called mommy lifts now. They're not vagina. They're called mommy lifts.
I'm sorry, I have short-term memory. What's the guy's name?
What guy?
The Katie wants a birthday
Todd?
Message from Todd.
Farm?
Oh, yeah,
Todd
yeah, yeah.
Farmer.
I couldn't remember to go look him up to be like, hey, let me DM him.
Okay, so Caitlin had a hysterectomy. That's why she's not coming for 14 weeks.
Yeah,
well,
Jeffrey. Wait,
so
he's
either
sensitive.
Way, she had her pussy worked on.
No, oh she didn't. They don't go through your pussy step. This is so. I'm so glad you're gay because you have no
somebody...
idea.
Okay, I knew somebody who who transitioned.
Child,
I need to tell the story. It's really, really quite disturbing. I knew somebody who transitioned, and she was instructed not to have intercourse for quite a while until everything had settled. Right.
Right.
She didn't.
Oh
boy.
And everything fell out.
Oh,
yeah. And she...
This is why I love him.
So she was going back for... Yeah, she had to get a tune-up real quick. She didn't even get any miles on the clock. She was back in that garage.
Cross your legs? Because I just crossed my legs really quickly. Oh, my God.
Wait. So did it fall out when she was done? Did he at least finish?
I think it fell out, like, later. Because it wasn't healed. So it was like, you know, when they like invert everything, so it just comes out. It would have been like intestine looking. Like.
Oh, that's so bad.
You know, how much?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I am that friend, though, that would have been like, wait, before we call the ambulance, I need to see this.
Oh my gosh. Caitlin, fuck. This is terrible. No. Jeffrey, behave.
So they tell you after you have a baby that you're not supposed to be doing anything like that for like 4 to 6 weeks, right?
This bitch is sadistic. So she's read Coughlin. She's read someone with their tits in a sweater. She's red, Caitlin. You're just out of control today, Jeffrey. It's not good.
He's resisting. He's trying to come for me.
I can see he's dialing it back. No, well, you didn't read Caitlin, but you just a bitch.
Listen, I could read the shit out of some folks that we've already talked about, and I haven't.
I'm just happy that you haven't attacked me much today. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, you're actually being really nice to me, so thank you.
Oh my god. Actually, speaking of Luke, bitch, you know, I'm
good.
So I got on Estee Lauder today, because you know that's what I love. And I'm horrible because I don't use it every day like I should, which is why I look fucked up, right?
Well, and are you saying that I look fucked up too?
I'm like the Kirstie Alley and Ricky Lake of the gay world. You never know what size I'm going to be. So that's also a problem when it comes to your face wrinkles. Okay? So I got on there to order. They are out of the Revitalize for the oily face, and I'm fucking devastated. But it's okay because I spent $150 on some other shit to fucking suck my face back up to where it should be and to like...
Well, why don't you get the needling, Jeff? That's what I'm thinking of getting done. They like just prick all your skin everywhere, Luke, and it stimulates collagen.
Am I the only one that's just going to let myself like wrinkle up and die?
They have their like wrestling shit you can put in your mouth and it'll make them go away. They have fabulous treatments. But I was so mad at Estee Lauder because they didn't have my shit. And, you know.
What about our friend who came on that sells a really nice cream? Ms. Remini.
It's on back order.
Oh, he already tried.
Because I need that for the 11s.
Listen,
I like Strivectrin. Strivectrin is amazing. That's what I use. Strivectrin.
You don't drink. You don't smoke. You don't do drugs. You have a boring life. That's why your face looks good.
Oh, my God.
And look at your lighting. Look at your fucking lighting.
My lighting is terrible. I can't help it. That was too bright. But anyways, listen, Joker. My husband got me an Apple Watch, so I finally got to see how many calories I burn at spin class. I was like, yes, it was more accurate this morning. About 600, so I was happy.
Okay, well, how many have you burned on the couch?
On my couch? I don't know. Probably quite a bit.
Oh, I can't help myself today. What's going on with this?
Well, the cat just knocked the light over.
I wondered what happened. I'm like, what is going on?
I thought she was getting penetrated from underneath.
Make me believe.
That would be an interesting.
I'm sorry, Katie. I'm a bit naughty today, too.
Yeah. Just take me off so I can check on the light.
If you had the nighttime Revitalize like I did earlier today, which is why you can't see the fucking bags under my eyes like crazy, like you have, it makes it go away. Within like 45 minutes.
In fairness,
gone.
Bitch, I do a lot of shift work. I've just came off nights and now
I know,
back
I
on.
Mean, I know.
Don't
you have
you
a
read
horrible.
Me.
I'm reading you. Because you have all. But either way, bitch, you could at least put a little effort in with this fabulous shit, and it's so thick for underneath your eyes.
Well, did
and
you buy me some for Christmas?
Yes, actually, I have it coming. So Mel always makes fun of me because I'll put it on, and then I'm like outside, you know, and we're going out, we're outside having a glass of wine, the kids are playing, and we're maybe or maybe not smoking. And I'm over there like this because I put it all up here too because it's for tightening, you know, and it's real fat. So I'm like fucking bleeding into my eyes and they're burning, but I don't care.
You gotta suffer for beauty, man. You really do.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have shit injected, so we're gonna see.
Well,
what
I did, but it's worn off. Look,
right, but
Botox
we're gonna
doesn't
see
last
what
long. Look at that.
In 10 years, I'm gonna go with the really crazy expensive face creams, and Luke's gonna get work done, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and then we'll have a comparison. We'll be like Death Becomes Her at the end of the film. I'll have like an eyebrow over here.
Oh my god.
As long as I don't lose a lot of weight quickly, I'll be fine. Which is how it always happens, and then I'm fucked.
All right, Katie's back.
Back.
It's not at a great angle, but whatever.
Are you all right, though?
I'm fine. Everything I was worried about the light because it's the light that Jeff loaned me. I was like, oh, shit.
Was it the cat who knocked it over?
It's fine.
Or
it's fine.
Stuff
as
going
you can
on
see, it's
house?
Working. It's fine.
Listen, I you can tell not... us. Worried we'll, about we'll get the help. Lights. If something if they break, it's not a big deal. We could just replace the bulbs or whatever. They weren't that expensive, which was amazing because years ago when we got them, they were like stupid expensive, and now it's like
Yeah.
Oh, that's the lights that we used when we were shooting.
Yeah.
The stuff that we did. Do we have that footage still? Any of it?
No, you need to message he who shan't be named and get it.
Please.
All right. Can we get the footage? But how can he get it to us now, though? Because I'm imagining the files are quite large.
Dropbox.
I'll ask him, can he Dropbox it to me? And then I'll start to edit some stuff. Because I really want to have that video of us running through that real crazy crack neighborhood in tights. In Lycra.
It was horrible.
They were sitting on their lawn drinking moonshine with shotguns. And I was like, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And he put me in, like, the gayest spandex shorts. Okay, and I got chicken
legs. We had little sweatbands.
It wasn't cute. It wasn't cute. I had to fight to wear my button down because I'm like, I'm not wearing this outfit without a, like, no, we're not going to do this. And then the worst part was, is Marie, you know, like, right on Jefferson, right?
Yeah.
Hill, Lehigh Hill. So we had, I think Tuna Noodle was driving the car and James was literally, because, like, you know, we got a low budget, laying on the back of the car with the fucking can. He fell twice.
Oh my God.
So that we could be like running up the hill, like, ooh, and I'm like, fuck.
And we had this 80s sweatbands.
Wait a second. You just called Jefferson a crack neighborhood. Is that what you just said?
It is.
These people had guns on their front lawn. This family that was there was scary, man.
And
we're running past it. I'm like, I'm going to die.
Like, it was a nice Italian neighborhood now.
Yes. We knew everybody. We were in everyone's houses on the street.
Marie. No
lie. Oh my God. So sad.
That, you know, Joe and I lived there. That was the last time I lived there. I lived in your father's old apartment upstairs. So I've officially, like, rented, lived in, you know, for my parents. Each apart, you know, lived with them in the big side, rented the big side from them, lived downstairs, lived in the upstairs. A chick, as we were moving out, taking the last boxes from the apartment, this chick and her man get into a fight that lived, like, kitty corner, and he's, like, fucking punching her through the window of the car, and she's driving. All of a sudden, this bitch guns it, and she's not letting go of his arm. So she's dragging him up the road, and I'm slapping Joe in the arm, and I'm like, best day ever!
You know, that's
that,
like,
was a really serious domestic violence incident, you know that?
No, you know that's like a night at AJ's, Saturday night, a girl ran her boyfriend over with a car. Somebody else beat their boyfriend up. I don't know. A bunch of stuff happened. I had to clean up puke.
He just lost about everything. He's terrible.
Listen, I had to clean up puke Sunday morning. I'm like, why is there still puke in here? Like, I mean, it was drama.
Marie, I sent some friends in, and they heard a story from somebody else that was there. That your bouncers get really bad cocaine. That's all I'm going to say.
Stupid. I have no idea. I don't do drugs. So
I know you don't, but I just thought maybe
I wouldn't know.
The owner know that if the bouncer is going to offer cocaine to people, he should make sure that it's worth it.
You better stop. You better say this is comedy.
Comedy, people. It's all
and this
alleged.
One too. Alleged.
Oh my God! Allegedly.
It's true.
Allegedly.
So true.
And then if you want to press charges on Jeffrey, you can find him.
Why? It wasn't me. It was a friend whose friend.
Oh, yeah, but Jeffrey, I have plenty of stories about you serving alcohol to people
are
of age to drink.
He said, no, you don't.
And everyone's like, bitch, don't you dare.
And if it was, the odds are I was fucking underage as well.
You said I was underage.
Everything is alleged.
Yeah, I had my own apartment when I was 17, so I'm pretty sure, you know, we were breaking the law as well. So,
oh, do you have that meme I posted on the page the other day about if you drank jungle juice out of a cooler in a 200-year-old
you clearly never listened to me because you would never drink jungle juice.
What's jungle juice? Is it like what I imagine, like passion pop here? Is like
probably
really cheap,
yes,
nasty.
Yes,
wine?
Grab everything you have,
like,
and throw
a bubbly
it in a cooler.
Wine?
No. Just grab everything you have and throw it in a cooler. It's like
that's
a
jungle
really,
juice, just like everyone you can think, like everything just mixed together.
It's like a really dirtbag version of Long Island iced tea.
Oh. Well,
and that's putting it nicely, honestly.
I'm too back to my clubbing
days, and like, you know, the amount that we would drink when I was like going out clubbing, and like, remember we showed that photo? Ooh. You can tell I was annihilated.
Have you seen any of the footage? Here?
No, it's gone. No. What footage?
When you were in New York?
Oh, yeah, well.
Oh, Caitlin.
That's why I'm just saying I'm not scared of the COVID vaccine because I've put lots of chemicals into my body. Not a legal one. Not a legal one.
Very good point that you got to throw some high C on top of that for the jungle juice to be completed.
Oh, what's high C?
You've never...
It's like
Kool-Aid,
like a.
It's juice. It's just kids' juice. It's not.
Wait, you've never had orange high C? You got that?
It's not
juice. We'd have something equivalent
from McDonald's.
Yes, orange high C from McDonald's. Yeah, that was. Yes.
Okay, so wait, so guys, here's so I mean all that's not.
Oh, here it is. Hold on.
Oh, I've got this for you. Wait, sorry.
Did you pull it up?
Oh,
I'm getting it now.
Look who's in the chat room now.
Uh-oh. Can we just go back to my meme?
So, let's talk about how crazy, guys. Did you hear that Warner Brothers is releasing their whole slate of 2021 movies? They're going to release them the day that they hit theaters on HBO Max.
Yes, and I have HBO Max, and I'm stoked on life about this.
I think it's a good thing.
Did I give you my password?
No, I don't pay for it. I get DirecTV to give me a discount every time. Thank you, DirecTV. I will keep signing up if you keep giving me that discount.
There you go.
There we go. So back to this. If you drank jungle juice out of a Tupperware tub in the asbestos-riddled basement of a 200-year-old off-campus house, you do not need to worry about what's in the COVID vaccine. So because I spent way too many years at college, yes, I took the 7-year route. A lot of people do that. I can safely say that whatever is in that COVID vaccine is not scary to me because I have seen scarier things.
I survived. I didn't do that, so I'm going to worry about the vaccine.
I'm allergic to everything, so I'm not doing it.
They've already rolled it out, though, in the UK.
Yeah. Am I
So the first patient to get it, that's not part of a trial, was 90-year-old Margaret Keenan in central England. And she's happy that she got it. She's like, I feel so privileged to be the first person vaccinated against COVID-19. It's the best early birthday present I could wish for because it means I can finally look forward to spending time with my family and friends in the new year.
Fuck yeah, Margaret. You must be super interesting if Bill Gates is going to track you. Fuck yeah. Go, Margaret. I love you.
Look at that sweater.
I have
I'll leave her. Look at her. She's a brave little soldier. Leave her alone.
Luke, is that your mom?
You think I'm kidding?
Luke,
not
Luke.
90.
Oh, my. But, Luke, you're in the medical profession, right? So mm-hmm. I had the flu for the first time in January. Ever in my life, flu A. I quarantined myself, blah, blah, blah. Took Tamiflu for the first time in my life. Mm-hmm. My whole entire face peeled off. I had hives all the way up my chest going up to my neck.
That's a hell of a reaction.
Yeah, that was the very first time I ever took it. They said I can never take Tamiflu ever again in my life.
Yeah, because it's like an antiviral. So, but look, the thing is, if you already had the flu, it's all it really does is just shorten the length of the illness at best. And if you're already, like, and if that's the reaction you're getting, yeah, it's definitely not worth it ever. Just ride the flu out. And the thing is, you can get the flu again because we know the strains mutate, and I imagine COVID mutates too. So,
yeah. So I'm nervous about any medicines that I take or anything that I take for that matter because I have the weirdest reactions. So,
wait until you see the reaction Jeff's kids are going to have when I send them all that fucking candy.
There'll be an unboxing of that.
It's cute you think that they're going to get it and all the adults are not going to get it.
You, Grinchy. Grinchy.
The kids.
Grinch. He's the Grinch. Right
Maybe there. I was sending you something too, Jeff.
I hope it's a 12-inch dildo.
Oh my gosh.
It wasn't 12.
Look at his
face. It wasn't 12.
Really?
You know, we can't even. This show is so just
I love you.
Offensive. That we...
Okay. Well, can we go back to Warner Brothers releasing their whole
yes.
thing? Yes. Yes. I think it's a bad move because Harry I think it's setting Potter a precedent fuck? To kill the box
Harry
office.
Harry Potter?
Who, yeah, the Christopher Nolan. He did a bunch of Harry Potters and a bunch of shit. Home Alone.
Christopher Nolan didn't do any Harry Potter films.
Yes, he did. Go look it up.
I am. Don't you worry.
I know you won't. So listen. So here's the thing. He was pissed and was like, it's the shitty streaming service.
Girl.
Which they're raised by wolves show. Raised by wolves is fantastic.
I'm looking this. Are you thinking Christopher Columbus?
Oh, maybe.
Because Christopher Columbus is the one
right.
who did
Christopher
the Home
Nolan
Alone
did
movie.
The Batman trilogy. My bad.
There you go.
Yes.
Wrong.
Ooh, ooh, okay, whoa. Everyone stop. Say it again. Say it again. What? Say it, Jeff.
Make me believe.
Nope.
You hate Jeff. Ryan Coughlin.
Jeffrey. Asshole.
Ryan.
This is why I get paid.
You know how I
bucks.
Feel about things.
Oh, God.
This is why I make all the money, kids.
Well, what were
you
going
you
to
said
say,
you were wrong,
Katie?
And I wanted to hear it again. It was hot.
Oh, that I was wrong, that it was Christopher Columbus,
yes.
which is
yes.
just fucked up in its own right, because fuck him, because he killed the Indians.
The director of Home Alone did not kill the Indians.
Yeah. And not Christopher Nolan that did the Batman trilogy, which was fantastic. But he's
yes,
pissed. And here's the thing. Fuck
ooh.
You, Luke.
It's hot when you
in
say it
Australia,
too
you can go wherever the fuck you want. You ain't got no shit.
Yeah, they right just they opened up all the borders now.
Wait, we can't go normal. Anywhere. I'm not going to be going to a movie theater anytime in the next fucking 2 years. Ever.
Really? Well, what about if you get the vaccine?
He's scared of COVID. He's terrified of COVID. He's not going anywhere.
It's not that. Like, I just, number one, I don't like people. So even before fucking COVID, I didn't really go to the movie theater anymore. Well, because it's just not worth the fucking $12 to go.
Yeah, see? Isn't it hot when people say that? I love it.
Jeffrey's face.
Keep going, girl. Oh, did you know they're doing a new Home Alone with Catherine O'Hara and Macaulay Culkin?
Hold on, he's enjoying this.
Oh, don't you want it back up?
No, not at all. Not at all. Actually, I'm pretty sure my dick just shriveled back up inside.
Oh, shut the hell up.
I say
well, they
that
can
with,
fall back out again.
I say that with love. No, because I'm not that girl who had a sex change and then got pounded and it fell out.
So anyways,
yeah, I'm all about the whole like releasing movies on the streaming thing. Like I've been mad they haven't done it yet. Like all the awesome 2020 movies that were supposed to happen, they didn't
against it.
Like give them to me on the streaming networks because I'm
yeah.
not going to the movie theater
yeah.
anyway.
And you know what? I was pretty pissed off when they pushed the new Candyman off. I'm dropping things. Sorry.
Halloween.
Well, the last Halloween was fucking terrible. I can live without it. But anyways, yeah, I said it.
Cancel.
We have
right
talked about
now.
This.
Oh my God.
No.
It wasn't that good.
No. Thank you, baby.
It wasn't. It wasn't terrible, but it
you
wasn't.
Get me. But anyways, so most of my quarantine was spent watching these movies. Thank you. We already figured that out, honey, but thank you. Anyways, most of my lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call it, I watched a lot of movies and we paid a lot for those ones that went like straight to streaming services. Sorry. So I would have paid to watch these movies that they just keep pushing back. And I was really shocked when they said Wonder Woman 1984 was being released to HBO Max. I was very excited about it. Yes, Coughlin, Halloween 2018, go fuck yourself. It was terrible. Anyway.
You know what? I want him to come on and rip your pussy open.
Conklin, I'll send you the link down. Yes. You can join us.
Luca, if you watch the beginning of the show, you'd probably
No. We're going to save it. He's invited to the next Uncensored Horror. He can come tear me apart here.
No, don't bring him on. Okay. Gloves are off, girl.
I'll say everything I had to say when he wasn't on while he's in.
Okay, yeah. That'll be a good way to send out the show.
Jeffrey, behave yourself.
I thought you were talking about him coming on for Halloween. It's like, we can take that into Uncensored Horror.
Well, isn't he kind of just like Halloween on his own?
I didn't think Halloween was his thing. I thought it was Friday the 13th.
No, he's trying to say like it's like scary and like a nightmare or something, are you?
Oh.
No, he probably liked it. That's all right.
Like a really shitty retread. I do believe everybody was saying how nummy he was. Is that the word that y'all use for these guys?
Wait.
Yeah, nummies. Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Wait. His cousin Ryan Coughlin.
Look at his cousin definitely has a bigger dick. I'll let you know that.
Oh my God! We need to be quiet.
Should I just post a link into the main under the comments and let everyone watching join us? All three people.
I'm kidding. It's comedy. I don't know what Ryan's dick looks like.
Oh my God! Stop it.
The only person I have been obsessing over in the war room has been Todd Farmer, and I am still demanding Todd Farmer on my birthday. Thank you.
Make sure I'll message
Toddy after this.
That you subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com, Uncensored Radio.
Where is that? Where is it?
Subscribe, and share it with your people. Oh, look at it. Make sure you do that because. He should say Jesus Christ because that's what he was yelling that one night. So,
stop!
Jeffrey. You don't know. So, you know our crazy cousin? His name begins with a D. He's white.
Yeah, you got to press charges.
Right? So, okay, when my parents moved out of the Big Side, right? I'm totally fucking busting Ryan's bubble. So, when my parents moved out and I had the Big Side of the house, I had a smush room, right? For people to go and fuck. Well, here's the thing. God. Ryan decided to fuck our cousin's girlfriend, which, I mean, she was a slut, so it was fine, and I didn't care.
Oh, my gosh.
I walk up the stairs, and there he is, like, on top of her, pounding away on missionary style in my bed. I'm like, really, though? Whatever.
Here's the thing.
So, Marie, for years, let's talk about our crazy cousin. He is convinced that I've slept with this bitch. Marie, could you take it from there?
Oh, that ugly girl? Well, she wasn't ugly. The one that, like, left the baby in the car and stuff, that one?
No, the one before her, the bleached blonde!
I don't remember her. I just remember the baby mama crazy. So it wasn't her.
You know what? I don't care. Her name was Jessie. And he'd be like, you're the bitch. If I don't fuck a bitch, it's going to be a pretty girl. It's not going to, like, she just wasn't my type. Maybe it's Ryan's type. See, man, now. He said, dude. You know what, Ryan? Dominic Chacona. That's my lawyer. Call him.
Oh, my God. You better stop.
So, yeah, no, I'm not the one. And for all these years, like, it don't matter. Like, he is convinced. And I'm like, bitch, that's not it.
If I was a guy, like, to think that you would sleep, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Listen, if he was dating a hot guy, I'd totally sleep with him. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm a guy, but I'm saying a girl.
She wasn't cute. Like, I had zero interest in her. Like, if she was like a supermodel looking chick or gorgeous chick, okay, maybe then. But here's the thing. At this point in my life, I would just admit it. I wouldn't hide it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking with other people. I've talked about it on air multiple times. I'm not going to lie about it. And she's a homely bitch. I did. Ryan did, but I didn't.
Listen, that's not nice. Like, that's here's
the
so
thing.
Mean.
The best thing is, I went to he was crying.
Jeffrey,
like,
do you believe in karma?
Oh, bitch, it's happening to me right now.
I was going
to
say, you gotta get those rosary beads out and start doing some Hail Mary.
I burned those motherfuckers after my last grandmother died.
Oh my god.
There's the karma.
Here's the thing. Like, people just don't like a brutal honesty, right? Like, I don't have shit to hide. Like, I don't care. You don't like it? Don't tune in.
Just listen, I'm fine if he slept with anyone Dale used to be with, but the new girlfriend is a lunatic. I mean, if anybody, my dad told me. Yeah, didn't she like hit him upside the head with a something?
Now, wait, who is
I'm lost.
Who are we talking about now?
Yes, no, Marie, you're talking the same one I am. But then he had a kid with another bitch who was fucking.
I think it's their family that they're talking about.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're talking about a cousin who gets with the craziest females you would ever even imagine.
The 2500 disappeared before you got there, and like a year later, I got $500 in my wallet. Yeah. Yeah, my cousin there was an addict, yeah, and all my fucking pills disappeared, allegedly.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, going back to people who have stolen from you, did we ever hear what happened with the direct subs guy? Or the direct subs guy?
The Drex. We wanted him, you were meant to confront him, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know, but somebody else in the group that was supposed to run the camera was too terrified that we were going to get shot. And I'm like, bitch, if anything, they're going to stab us with the knife he stole.
For the record, folks, it was not me who was too terrified to run the camera. I would have done
it's somebody that's not here anymore.
Jeffrey treats him like Voldemort. Like, you can't say his name.
I don't, because I'm sorry. Once I cut you out, we're done.
So I mean, oh, that's right. You're not in New York. I was saying, I've got the camera. Let's go.
Well, you could go and get someone to film you. Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't know this guy.
And it's probably not safe that you can confront him on your own, Katie.
Well, it might be safer if Katie
does. I'm probably bigger than him. I'm a big bitch.
Than the meth addict. I wouldn't doubt it. He looked like he was nearly dead in that mugshot, man.
There you go.
Exactly. So you know he was hungry. So why didn't you take the stuff?
Oh my god! That
you had my employee make. Instead, you took the knife and the cash. Fuck you, bitch. Leave the knife.
Was the food that bad?
No,
not that bad. I mean, the bread's a little stale, but
not our bread. You must be thinking of Subway. Call Jeremy to see that.
I do know Jeremy, but I don't.
I love Jeremy. I'm just kidding. And I look. Even as the competing chains, like in New York, Drex is a big thing. They're very well known up north. I still love Subway. I love Wegmans. And I haven't found anything that was worthy of anybody's time down here. But,
Jersey Mike's. They have amazing subs.
You know what? Jersey Mike's was actually very similar to us. Like, they used a lot of the same products. Their bread was different. And they didn't have fryers and like a flat top like we did, but very, very similar. Like, okay, you know what? Jennifer has been a devout listener from the beginning. Jennifer, message me on Facebook or Twitter, send me your address, and I'll get you hooked up. It just might take a minute because I'm fucking lazy as shit.
You getting a shirt, Jennifer?
Yay!
Tell me your size. I'll send you that in a coffee mug.
Wow, you're feeling real generous tonight.
Can I have it on a tank top to wear to the gym?
I sent the show link to Coughlin. He's just read it now, so he may be popping in for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
How many quarters, everybody?
How many quarters, buddy?
Oh, Jesus.
This is 2020, friend. That's sexual harassment.
not with two guys.
It's not cute like it was in 2012.
No, it's not very cute.
It's not sexual harassment if they like it.
I don't know that he likes it right now.
No, that actually was horrible. That's so horrible. I just
that's really bad.
The morning show. No,
I'll just share Katrina's Insta and Twitter.
Yeah,
Katie's.
I actually have to get up on my Instagram.
Yeah, I've been really lazy with it because it's hard. I've been posting to the story on Instagram lately for our show, And it copies
you
over.
You could just every morning take a picture of you in the coffee mug at a new location.
I could do that.
I posted this actually.
Instead of sending me dirty gifts to make me angry.
This is on the Instagram story. My clips
on tonight.
You're
going to make me open my gift on Tuesday, aren't you? You're going to make me open my gift, aren't you?
I don't. Yes. You know, the U.S. Postal Mail Service is fucked up. Just ask the people that voted.
Oh, jeez.
Send me the tracking. We can see if it's coming in.
Is it mailed directly to Katie, or is it no? It's been sent to a third party.
It has.
Yes, who'd you send it to deliver it to me?
Because I thought it would be more dramatic if it got delivered to you live on
air. Live on air.
I have small children.
Well, no,
no. Because I'm like, I'm gonna message Kyle and be like, go to the door. Give this to Katie while she's doing the show.
Who is delivering it so Kyle at least knows who's coming?
Not telling.
Is it someone I know?
Probably not.
So you're sending creepy people to my house?
No! What is the matter with you?
It's the meth addict from... It's the robber from Drex.
At least I'm like Vera or someone. Like... God.
Well, Vera's got to be on the show.
Because that phone is not creepy.
You never. Maybe Kyle already has it in his possession, and you just don't know.
No,
that's true.
I doubt it.
No, it's possible.
He can't hide shit from me. I go through his phone.
Wow. She said I go through his phone. Why?
Hello, Miss Insecure.
No, I don't. No, I don't. He doesn't give me anything to make me.
Listen, my husband has
a
boyfriend.
No, I actually don't. No, I actually don't. And now I'm gonna. I have no reason to go through his phone. That man does not give me any whatsoever reason to go through his phone. He would hand it to me if I said, Kyle, let me see your phone. But now I'm gonna.
Really? Really, though? Yeah. Oh, it says we have a guest.
We don't. Where?
Oh, it just popped up that we had a new guest, so I was like, we're going to be going into overtime tonight, kids.
If he comes on, I'll tell him to.
Weirdly enough, I have one of those marriages where we actually trust each other. It's kind of gross.
Aw, that's sweet. That's not gross.
My husband and I liked each other too. He just never knew I slept with his best man.
Jeffrey Emmett, what is the matter with you?
Nothing.
Jeffrey.
I'm just being me. I didn't say that it was his fault the marriage ended. I've never said that. Could be mine. But pretty he kept that other fuck that people might know from the previous
this
radio show.
Can we at least be Maury Povich? Come on, let's get a little classy up in here.
No, I'm not being Maury. Maury's the most boring show.
Oh,
so the lie detector
I
said.
I love Maury.
He was the other the polygraph foster said. Father. And walked away. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, no, Maury's not fun. It's always just lie detectors and paternity tests. It's like, meh.
They used to have those makeover shows that I thought were fun.
Well, we could do that with Marie if she turned a fucking light on.
Marie is beautiful.
What do you want me to do? It's either bright light. I don't know what you want me to do.
Marie is beautiful. You don't have to change a thing.
It's not that bad.
It's dark here. Yeah, it's dark here.
All I can see is her teeth.
Nice white teeth, leave her alone. Hey, Jeff, instead of buying whatever you are sending me threateningly, buy her a ring light.
Listen, what I'm already buying you.
The gift's already sent. We're not.
For,
yeah, it's sent.
It's somewhere.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Maybe I can turn. No, dark that way. Dark, lighter this way? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it's a bit lighter.
Let me turn this way. I want to have my tree in the background, but that's better.
You can still see it. It's there. And I'll put up little Christmas trees down.
It's all red and white in this room. I have three trees, so they're room color coordinated.
Well, I'm really disappointed because I've even told Coughlin how to click on the link and come on. And
listen, I wouldn't want to be dealing with this drama queen over here.
You're surprised? You're surprised?
Well, I thought he was going to do it, you know, and like, you know, come on and
I thought he was going to write a good song about me, but he didn't.
Oh, my God.
He came on. He didn't promote us with his 10,000 fans. I don't care anymore.
Oh, wow.
Well, you are such a brat.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Look, we got 20 seconds left. Do you want to talk quickly about this 100 days with Biden once he's...
No.
No? Okay. Cool.
Post the Target cookies. Post the Target cookies.
Oh, my God.
I didn't have the Target cookies. I didn't have them. Sorry.
I sent it to the room.
I know.
Katie.
She just called me a bitch in private.
Jeffrey believes it looks like a boot. It does kind of look like a penis.
Okay, wait. I'll get them quickly. He's just... Yes.
Katie, he was too busy swallowing fucking Ryan's dick virtually.
That is not true. That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
That's absolutely disgusting, Jeffrey. I think you've
gone
too
saying
far.
Ryan's disgusting?
He's not my type. That's all I'll say.
Oh, but
you did say he was nummies, though. You did say he was nummies. I saw that.
He was a guest. I was being nice. That's what I did.
Oh my God.
See? Here the shade is. Here the shade is.
No. First of all, the guy's cute. I don't know him, but he is cute. Don't be mean. Stop.
All right.
He's a cute guy.
So this is
okay, look. Wait. Before we go, guys, this is all in good fun. We love coffee.
We're not nasty.
He's just an easy punching bag, and
he is
we thought
an easy
it'd be fun
bag.
To have. Yeah. He really is.
So, this is the one you've actually doctored to show the little doodle down the bottom.
Yeah,
they do just look like boots, so I think you got to.
I did not see the penis until I had to like read the article that said that it was phallic, and I'm like, phallic? What's phallic mouse? All the boots.
Even still, when you're drawing it out, I'm like, okay, you're fucking bored and you need a hobby. Not you.
Stop doing things like this.
Oh my God.
I am bored and I do need a hobby.
Not you.
True. No, you're not wrong here. You're not wrong here. You are
maybe
not
you,
wrong here.
You could listen to Coughlin's newest EP and order it on vinyl.
I don't have a record player.
Or you could watch the X-Files and just
with no light,
cozy on the nugget.
That's the new thing. Everybody wants record players. You can get them for like $50. I saw them at Marshall's today.
How much is Coughlin's EP?
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So
I thought it was like 27, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, that's a lot. Let's find it. Ryan Coughlin, EP. And then...
Wait, Luke! Oh, shit.
You're scaring the dog. You're scaring the dog in the background.
I can't find it. Like, there's a Ripod one. What's the name of his new song?
I don't know. It wasn't important. I think it's on my phone, so I can't send it to you, too.
Oh, I found him on Spotify anyway.
No, but it's on, like, vinyl something. Like, it's a company that just does, like, limited release vinyl. So go to Coughlin Music on Facebook. You can check that out. I'm sure he'll have the link up, especially after tonight. And
hold on, I'll send the link. I'll pimp it out a little bit.
Okay, you just be a good girl and get it for him.
I can't wait because, you know, my phone's on Do Not Disturb because that's what I film on. I can't wait to see the text messages when I get off this. Don't worry, I'll share them on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait there.
You're such a bitch.
I can't find it. Oh, wait, no.
You're blocked.
No, I'm on his page. I just can't find the link.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, there we go.
Jeffrey, I have totally missed you. I've been so busy working and the holidays, and I haven't had time to talk to you, and I miss you, and I love you. I just don't even know that.
Marie
That's
doesn't
a nice
call
little
me.
Christmas mess.
I like, can't. I'm so busy. Like, six, it's, oh, I don't want to be busy. Florida
we would
is
have
so
been getting
busy.
Ready
I hate
for Christmas
it.
At your place in New York right now if COVID didn't happen. Well, would you still be?
To?
Would you have gone back to New? Yeah, I was meant to be over there.
No,
remember?
No, because if you were there, then yes. But no, in the last couple of years, it's just been me, kids, and the cat lady, so it's not a big thing. Holidays
yeah, well,
are
would
not.
Be. Well, it would be this. Well, next
yeah,
year
it,
now
it,
has
it,
to be.
Had you and Buffy came over, I would have fucking hired somebody to come and put all the decorations up and done like the six trees and, you know, done all the like holiday bedding and all that kind of shit that I used to do. And yeah,
he gets that from his mother. His mother's a big Christmas person.
I'm sorry, I don't know her.
Yeah, you do.
She's still alive?
She is.
Shame. Jeffrey, it's Christmas.
Okay, yes, and my Christmas wishes here would be the bitch would stop sending my kids cheap Five Below gifts and fucking fuck off.
Okay.
That's his new single. I can't find the vinyl thing, but there's his new single.
Where is it?
Fuck you, I saw that little scroller ticker doohickey.
I can't talk.
All right, we gotta go. We'll see you Thursday.
Oh, that won't work. God. That won't work, that link, Katie. We'll just leave it at that. Well, that's the end of the show.
Maybe Ryan will take us out on Thursday.
Do we want Melissa Joan Hart, Tatiana, or Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
We want Jeff falling on his ass.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Ryan talking about his dead friend.
Hey, it's your girl, Clarissa. Well, I mean, Sabrina, or, you know, Melissa Joan Hart. Anyway, get on over to Uncensored Radio and join the Uncensored team as they explain it all to you. You know, even if Jeff can be angrier than Salem. Where is that damn cat?